These check-on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Another sunny day today, high in the lower 50s. Clear tonight, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high in the mid-40s. Thursday, partly cloudy, 55 to 60. On Friday, there'll be sun and clouds, temperature in the mid-50s. We'll check the details on the Tri-State Forecast coming up in just a few moments. Connecticut officials are offering words of caution about large holiday gatherings and urging boosters. With less than a couple of weeks to go until Christmas, Lieutenant Governor knows people across the state will be gathering again to celebrate the holiday season. Before those celebrations commence, Vice Whips urges people to get vaccinated if they're not, and those who are vaccinated to get a booster, especially with the emergence of the new variant and the arrival of the flu season. Her message of caution came yesterday as she and city officials visited the walking vaccination clinic at the former Payless at 910 Wolcott Street in Waterbury. Overall, there are 645 people hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state, a number that has been significantly risen over the past month. About 78% of the people hospitalized are not fully vaccinated, state figures show. On November 24th, the day before Thanksgiving, there were 300 hospitalizations. Mark Molinaro says Dutchess will not allocate resources to enforce statewide mask mandates. The statewide mandate requiring mask use at all indoor spaces other than private residences will be enforced by local health departments, according to the governor's office. But Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro has signaled the county will not be enforcing the mandate, calling it unenforceable and saying it would become confrontational. With the COVID-19 mitigation measure underway as of Monday morning, Molinaro's office said Dutchess does not have the public health resources to necessarily enforce public health regulations and push blame on the state for placing the onus on the health departments. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court refuses to block New York's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for doctors and nurses. The Supreme Court yesterday permitted COVID-19 vaccine mandates in New York. That doesn't include a religious exemption, the latest instance in which the nation's highest court has declined to wade into the issue of vaccination requirements imposed because of the coronavirus pandemic. New York State imposed the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in August. The policy allows for medical exemptions, but not those based on religious objections. An earlier religious exemption to the requirement expired last month. The court was considering two emergency challenges that mandated and decided to allow the law to stand in both of those cases. In the Berkshires, COVID-19 cases have risen over 207 over the weekend. As of Monday, 270 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Berkshire County area in the last 3 days for a 7-day rolling average of 73.7 new daily cases. That's a 16% increase from 2 weeks ago. Berkshire Health Systems had 20 hospitalized patients with positive COVID-19 tests. As of Monday, there were no new deaths reported in Berkshire County for a pandemic total of 335. Berkshire County has high transmission, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which recommends wearing masks indoors regardless of vaccination status at substantial or high transmission levels. Meanwhile, Massachusetts will distribute more than 2 million free COVID-19 rapid tests, including the Berkshire. City and towns across the state will begin receiving those free rapid COVID-19 tests this week to distribute to residents as part of a new strategy, according to the governor on Monday. Baker said beginning today, the state would start distributing 2.1 million at-home rapid tests to 102 communities. That includes 12 Berkshire County municipalities. Annandale-on-Hudson Brothers has been named one of 38 recipients in the NBA Foundation's announcement of new grants totaling $11 million, the most awarded grant round to date, to help create employment opportunities, further career advancement, and drive greater economic empowerment for black youth. The recipients were selected as part of the NBA Foundation's fourth grant round during the league's season of giving, November 22nd to December 25th, a 5-week celebration during the holiday season when the NBA family gives back by supporting and uplifting youth, families, and organizations across the country. Created in August of 2020 with a 10-year, $300 million commitment by 30 NBA team governors, the NBA Foundation is the league's first-ever charitable foundation. Some meetings coming up in our area. Coming up tonight in Kent, Kent Sewer Commission has a regular meeting at 4, Board of Selectmen at 6:30, Zoning Board of Appeals at 7 p.m. In Cornwall at 5 p.m., the Wastewater Committee has a Zoom meeting. 7 o'clock, Planning and Zoning Commission via Zoom, and Housatonic River Commission via Zoom at 7:30. Town of Sheffield, Ashley Falls Historic District Commission meeting will be held at 5 p.m. In Hillsdale, the town board meeting is set for 7 o'clock via Zoom. In Salisbury, the Recreation Commission has their meeting at 7:30. In Cornwall on Wednesday, the Board of Education meets via Zoom at 4:15. In Salisbury on Wednesday, the Economic Development Committee has a special meeting at 5:30. On Thursday in Salisbury, Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission meets at 5:30. In Cornwall on Thursday, the Board of Finance has their meeting, and that is set for Zoom. Ancrum, New York has a town board meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. In Falls Village on Thursday, the Planning and Zoning has their regular meeting set for 7 p.m. In North Canaan on Thursday, the Inland Wetlands monthly meeting is being held at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals meeting will be held in the Town of Northeast Town Hall in Millerton, New York on Thursday. That meeting is set for 7:30. On Friday in Salisbury, there's a special joint meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Inland Wetlands Commission at 8:30 in the morning. TGIF Super Supper comes up on Friday because Friday everybody needs a little TLC. Pick up at the Salisbury Congregational Church Library Street side door in between 3:30 and 5:30. The free supper includes bread, fruit, cheese, dessert, and hearty tea. You can reserve your soup supper by calling 860-337-2470. Meanwhile, in Falls Village on Saturday, the Falls Village Holiday Celebration and annual tree lighting will take place at 3 p.m. Standard Space Gallery in Sharon has an opening reception on Saturday from 4:30 till 7 p.m. Your View is My View, Part 2. Sheffield Historical Society welcomes the public to their free outdoor light display on their grounds. That comes up on Saturday from 5 till 7. Santa will be there, carolers, hot cocoa and cookies, kids' crafts, a holiday shop, and more. You can visit sheffieldhistory.org for more information. A reminder, the Housatonic Valley FFA holiday store is open every day through December 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4:30 at the high school FFA department. It supports the program for the year. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, featuring a tapas menu and regular menu. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram as well. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,650.95, the NASDAQ at 15,413.28, and the S&P 500 at 4668.97. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.